Erie Canal Theater presents Laugh-ageddon, episode 4. Will greatly inspire you to learn more about the universe and its vast wheeling expanse that is so vast only I, Tab Jackson, can comprehend it.
At what instant I can look at a mango, or I can look at two small pistachio peanut nut and absorb the nutrient deeply into my inner spirit, and then the nut will disappear and I will have taken in the nutrient of the peanut. Do you understand?
Good morning, Jimmy. Wake up.
Oh my God.
Where am I?
Last night was crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, you're an animal.
That's taking it a little far.
Okay, so it's almost 8 a.m., so we need to get going. I made you some breakfast.
Oh, it smells delicious.
Bacon and eggs, dear.
Oh, my God. Wow. And the toast is just expertly browned.
I am a professional. And you deserved to be treated like a king.
Yeah, that's right. King Jimmy.
Yes, King Jimmy. Oh, you're going to do so many great things.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. I'm a great King Jimmy.
Oh. So, Jimmy, today is a big day.
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. Time to get to work. I am so excited to get started with you.
Get work.
Yeah, we got a lot of work to do.
No.
The list, sweetie.
Oh, I got so distracted by the cheese and the sexy time and the French cinnamon stuffed loaves.
I know it's difficult, Jimmy, but let's just get it over with so then we don't have to worry about it anymore.
Okay.
And we can make Mr. Lexington happy.
All right.
And
here it is.
Get closer to your dreams.
Yep, here it is.
Number 3. Mrs. Kendall.
Oh, Mrs. Kendall.
Oh, Mrs. Kendall.
No. She's
90 years old.
She's not ready. She's got many endeavors in life active in.
No.
She's part of the Aspic Preservation Society, where they try to literally salt preserve gelatinous foods. It never works.
Jimmy!
What?
Jimmy!
What?
Jimmy, look at Mama.
Jolene.
Look at Mama.
Yes, Mother.
You're gonna do this, and it's gonna be so easy.
Murder a neighbor?
Hey, let's not say that. You're going to let her free. She lives in a filthy home. She should not be there. You know that she can't take care of herself because you have to help her all the time, which is holding you back.
Well, she buys too many groceries.
Doesn't she? Jimmy, you know those cats she has?
Oh, yes. Her cats.
Yes.
If you can call them that.
Well,
there's one of them that uses a Quaker Oats container as a kind of snail shell.
Jimmy.
I think it only has 3 legs.
See what I have here?
A vial.
Yes, a vial. Filled with a topical poison. You're going to sprinkle the poison on top of the cats. And Mrs. Kendall is going to pet her cats as she does every day. And that will let her go.
Oh, God, that's devious. I put the contents of this vial on the cats. She pets the cats.
Yes.
She dies.
Yes.
What if someone else pets the cats?
It's that simple. No one else pets the cats. You know they smell horrible.
They're, yes.
No one could enter that home. You would pass out from the scent.
Her hardened jello collection is really unnecessary.
It needs to be disposed of, just like she does.
You're saying disposed of?
You're talking about a person.
She knows too much, okay? She's holding you back. She's making you do these...
Knows too much.
These monotonous tasks that are taking away from you making the world laugh. Making me laugh.
Do yeah. I make you laugh?
Yes, all the time. You're making me laugh right now.
I'm not even doing anything
funny.
Oh,
I know.
I'm just sitting here eating French toast stuffed cinnamon loaves.
So, are you ready?
I don't know. I just don't know. And what really gets me is, what is this going to do to the cats?
I know you are ready, and I know that you are going to get this done. And it is going to be quick, simple, and easy.
Okay.
Grab my hands, Jimmy. Look into my green eyes. And I want you to repeat after me.
What is this?
Jimmy Stitch, will be the greatest star in the world.
The greatest star in the world.
And nothing will stand in my way.
Nothing will stand in my way.
All right, let's get to it.
Centuries ago, settlers traveled to the northwestern United States and Canada in search of gold. And that's where they found it. Gold, one of the densest minerals known to man and highly valued for exactly that reason. And ever since then, value has been placed upon density in all commodities, and that's why leaded gasoline has been a standard in the automobile industry for thousands of years. And now, we've taken that standard and applied it to an even more sophisticated dictum.
PAB.
British Petroleum. We put the lead in leaded gasoline, and we put even more in than you might expect. Because density creates value.
Now with more lead than ever before. PB. British Petroleum.
Hello in there.
Where is it?
Mr. Situitz. Jimmy. It's me, Jimmy, your neighbor.
Someone there.
It's me, your neighbor, Jimmy. Hello.
Hold on, Lenny. I'm coming to the door real quick. It's locked. Hold on.
Hello.
Hello,
okay, holding on. I am here when you're ready. I'm going to poison all of your cats. I'm going to dump a poison on her.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, Jimmy.
Hello.
Jimmy.
How, hi.
And you're dressed like a ragamuffin.
Ragamuffin?
Did you just wake up, Jimothy? You know it's 11 a.m.
I know, but I had a late night last night.
Well, come in. Tell me all about it.
Thank you. Oh, I'd love to come in. Thank you.
Take your shoes off.
Oh, God. Hang on. I can't get... Okay. Okay. Oh, God.
Well, I gotta turn down the television.
Oh, so watch courteous it. Of you. Thank you.
Laugh
a minute. Everybody's favorite show.
It's all right. I'm gonna take a... I gotta sit down here.
Have a seat. Do you mind if I have a
seat? Oh, please. Yeah, move the boxes and the magazines.
Jim, that's quite a lot of things.
Yes, and that's Snickers, the cat. That's his chair.
Oh, Snickers is a cat.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so you don't mind if I peel this off and just have a seat?
Where are my manners, Jimothy? Let me make some tea.
Jimmy.
What?
Tea sounds lovely.
You want some tea?
I'd love some tea.
Oh,
you're so thoughtful.
I'll
thank
go
you.
Make the
just
tea.
A splash.
Of what?
Milk.
In what?
My tea.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I'll be back.
I'll be here.
Okay.
Oh, my God. What is this? What's in here? Oh, my God. Swastikas. Gas mask. It's an autographed picture of... Is that a young Miss Kendall? With Hitler! Everything underneath this chair is Nazi. Here, Snickers. Come here. Come here. Come here, puss. Okay, time for your meds, kitty. Just gotta hold still. Just hold you between my legs.
Oh, yeah, there's a purr. That's very good.
I just gotta put 3 drops of this on your back so that when she pets you, she gets it in her hand. And then she dies. Hopefully. What even kind of substance is this? Kitty cat. Is it absorbing in? Kitty cat, are you sleepy? Is it nap time? Purr. Open your eyeballs again. Both of your eyeballs. Open them again. Both at once. Oh, God. It killed the cat. Oh, it must have gotten in onto one of its mucous membranes. Oh, my God. What am I going to do with this dead cat? I can't wait.
to, as you know, so here I come.
Take your time! Where do I put it? Dead cat! Closet!
Oh, Jimothy, I see you're looking at my closet.
Oh, there was a insect.
Well, let's have some tea.
It looks lovely.
You little bug killer. You're a killer, aren't
I
you?
I just, no.
Yeah, you're
no,
a killer.
No.
Come over here and
I
kill
just
all
like,
my bugs.
No, I don't like to kill.
It was a joke, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Here's some tea.
Thanks. It's very membranous. Take a load off.
Where's my favorite kitty? Snickers.
Oh, here's Snickers. Puss, 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 puss.
Snickers.
Puss, 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 puss.
Jimothy, have you seen Snickers?
Where could that cat have gone? Say, Mrs. Kendall, would you happen to have any sugar for the tea?
Oh, sugar for your tea.
For
sure.
My tea.
Yeah. I got some schnitzels in the refrigerator.
Schnitzel? What kind? Wiener?
That
sounds lovely. I do genuinely appreciate your hospitality.
I just gotta get up again. No big deal.
Yeah, I'll help you up.
Don't touch me! Don't touch me! I can do it myself.
I wish to render my assistance.
Get your hands off of me!
Oh,
I can do it myself.
I'm sorry. I only wish to help.
I'll go off to the kitchen now to fetch Jimothy's precious sugar.
You're such a fine and dandy host. Thank you.
I can't promise I have any.
Thank you.
Don't touch anything.
I promise.
And don't clog my toilet.
No promises.
Promise me you will not clog my toilet.
Full words speak empty promises.
Don't touch anything.
Oh, okay, now's chance number two. Up, up. Up, up. Psst, psst, psst. Up we go. Get a cat. There we go. Good kitty. Hold still. I'll open. Three drops. Careful to avoid mucus membranes. Kitty cat? Oh, that's a good kitty. You're very much alive. Or that you are. I'm gonna rub your belly.
Well, I see you met Percival.
Oh, yes. Kitty Percival.
There's one thing I hate about that cat. It's petting him. I hate to pet that cat.
Why is that? His coat is so soft.
I have so many cats, and I have never laid a finger on that cat.
Poor, neglected Percival.
He neglects me. Here's your sugar, darling.
Thank you for the sugar.
Oh, I forgot the schnitzels.
No. No need to go back. Have a seat.
Oh, thank you.
Just what it needed. So, you've got quite a lot of just adorable kitten cats.
Sure do, yeah.
Look at them all.
The cats. I've been collecting them over the years, and then some die and some don't.
What is it about Percy? Is that his name? Percival?
Percival.
Boy, he's
Senor
just a look
James
at him.
James Percival.
Oh, he's just a little bundle of fuzz. Why is it you don't like to pet Percival?
Well, you see, it's just that he's never around. He's always under the bed or he's outside.
Well, he's right here right now. Just look. Oh, meow, 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 meow. What an adorable little kitty cat face
sure.
he has. Give him a good pet.
Oh, my hands are so dry, though. He wouldn't appreciate them.
Boy, think about it for 1 second.
Look at my hands, Jimothy.
I see. And have you ever looked at a kitty cat's
tongue? Do you notice how you can see almost right through them?
That's very unusual.
Now, your hands, those calluses?
No,
and
but
your
no.
fingernails are atrocious, Jimmy.
But see, that's part of why poor little Mr. Percival loves being touched by me. It's the imperfection in my hands.
Yuck!
Yuck! Yuck!
Yuck! I'm not touching them. No.
Oh.
I refuse.
Hey, Mrs. Kendall, have you ever thought about putting anchovies in your pocket?
Put an anchovy in your pocket.
You stop that, Jimmy.
And then I'll eat it.
Oh, look at that. You're making them, you little comedian, making them a little, singer-dancer.
Just look at his little legs. He's so cute.
Stop it, I can't.
No, put an anchovy in your pocket.
No, my spleen.
Give Mr. Percival a big old hug.
If
Are you ready?
It will shut you up.
It might.
Here,
give it a try.
I'll pet
give
the
it a try.
Cat.
Give
here,
it a try.
I pet it, see?
Oh.
See? Rubbing my hand all up and down the corner between his shoulder blades and on its head now and really rubbing my hands into his fur.
A tender moment. Between a woman and her cat.
Well, don't get all queer about it. I mean, I gotta go to the kitchen to wash my hands.
Why? Why? No, 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 no. Don't wash them right away.
I have to.
How about you rub them into your eyes first? Hey, let's rub our eyes.
Why? Okay.
Rub your eyes.
Yeah, fine. I'll rub my eyes.
That's better.
Well, should I put my fingers in my mouth, too, while I'm at it? Or put them in my ears? See, I'm doing all that.
It would generally make me uncomfortable to admit that I want you to do that.
See? Fingers are in my mouth, yeah. You have it?
I have a feeling that'll help. I mean, that's funny.
Now I gotta brush my teeth, too, because I got cat goo all in my mouth.
Off you go, Miss Kendall. I'll see you in a minute. Help you up.
Don't touch
me! Oh, God! Sorry. All right, good luck in there, Miss Kendall. Let me know if you need anything.
This isn't gonna work. She's still alive. Why is she still alive? It didn't come in with any instructions. It doesn't say how long it takes. It's not like paint. It says on paint. It says on paint. If it says on paint, how come it doesn't say on poison?
Miss Kendall, everything okay in there?
Yes, my
dear. Doing all right? Yes. What was it you went in there for?
My lever!
I think it worked! Shame about that cat. Seems like I could have just put this directly onto her body.
Mandrake, Mandrake, get in here. I'm having trouble putting my suit on.
What is it, sir?
It appears I'm screwing up all these different components. There's a bow tie and a vest and a shirt and pants and a belt and socks and...
Oh, you fastened your collar button to your waistcoat, sir.
Oh, not again. I'm late for Parliament.
Might I suggest the philosophy? The perfect outfit for any businessman on the go, such as yourself.
Oh, it just opens like this?
That's right.
Hop right in?
Hop inside, and as soon as you know it, you're wearing the finest of clothing.
This is delightful.
Custom tailored and designed by the world's foremost designers.
Wait till they get a load of me.
And might I say, your bow tie is looking very handsome indeed.
Thank you, Mandrake. I love you.
I love you, too.
Velocity is like a onesie, but also like a suit.
Also like a suit.
Knock, knock, knock. New girlfriend. Jolene, was it? Where'd you go, new baby cakes? Hello? There's no one home. Wow, the blinking lights. New message.
Hey, Jimmy. You don't know me, but I know you. I've been watching you from afar, but also sort of close. Seeing you getting into that cash money business, and I'm the blackmailer that wants a slice. Not a slice.
Keep the pizza in the oven. Sorry,
I'm preoccupated by an idiot. So anyway, I need some of that blackmail money. I've got some dirt on you. I know what you've been doing. I know what you've done in the past. You don't know me. I've gotten myself this fancy voice modulator, so you can't trace me back to anyone you might think you know, because you don't know. So what I'm looking for... $10,000. Those crispy green ones. Bring them over to PJ McDippers over on 3rd. I want you to bring the money. $10,000. I will be accepting no less. Make sure you don't preoccupy yourself with any of that comedic business. I'm going to be needing this by tomorrow at noon. You have some hours. I don't know how to watch on me.
Well... That's clearly some kind of an extortionist. There were some speech patterns in there that were awfully contrived, and I think I recognized them. What if maybe I just add this one to the list? Maybe now's a good time to just make my own list. Starting with number one, vicious blackmailing dog. Underline. Jolene! I'm going out!
Of Joseph C.